Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She's not with us, but in spirit, the queen of Atlanta improv. A tofu taster, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack. She is on vacation. She will be back with us Monday, I believe, in time for Atlanta, the Falcons, Bills. Andy, we have him, throwing in chiming in from here to there and making terrible fried chicken sandwich list and waving creepily to my left, which you don't know that, but I do, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And with our forces combined, we are the greatest morning sports talk radio show in the history of Atlanta since, the existence of this station, anyways. We are the morning shift.
I keep waiting on you to come up with a new nickname for me.
What do you want to be called?
I don't know.
You don't like any of the ones I have already.
I was filming the videos that we were doing for our appearance tomorrow at Publix, right?
Yeah.
And
Tailgate at Home's back.
Tailgate at Home's back. We'll be live from Publix in Buckhead tomorrow. So come out and hang out with us, obviously. But I was filming the video and I was like, hey, man, it's Mike here, your friendly neighborhood offensive lineman. And I was like, what? And I got done and I turned the video off and I was like, what was I just talking about?
Your
where did that come
friendly
from?
Friendly neighborhood offensive lineman. Now, one thing is very important when you're doing videos of showcasing your meat is using your hands a lot. Was there a lot of hand usage in this video?
I think you got to draw a line. You don't want the hands to kind of take over the video and become the focal point.
Well, my hands are not big enough to do that. So.
Well, you have a lot of hand motion. There's no doubt about it. And I think it's important to do that. But there are times, like Saban used to do this all the time. Like he'd be at the podium and he'd talk so much with his hands that it'd be a little bit over the top. You'd be like, hey, why is his hands moving so much?
Yeah, but then he would also slam the podium and the Coke bottle would start like hopping.
And all this comes back to the fact that today at 7:40 for Mic'd Up, I'm going to do a buy or sell kind of stock thing on college football quarterbacks. And I was trying to think of a name that would go along the lines for you and I in terms of like being day traders. And all I had was Bo the Broker and Mutual Fund Mike.
Mutual Fund Mike.
I was like, pretty good.
I was like,
I'm not sure if there's any better ones out there. Maybe there are, but all I've got right now.
To give you a pause moment, I like yours better than mine.
Okay. That is a pause moment.
Hey, yo.
Anyways, man, we got so much stuff to get to today. A lot of fun, obviously, boys edition here of the morning shift. Just a couple of headlines to get to. Tigers tied up their ALDS series with the Mariners to set up a winner-take-all game 5. That'll be a lot of fun.
Go Tigers.
Cubs forced games 4 with a 4-3 win over the Brewers yesterday. Phillies forced game 4, 8-2, win over the Dodgers. And the Blue Jays advanced to the ALCS with a 5-2 win. We'll get you set all day today for the Eagles traveling to New York to take on the Giants on Thursday night football. NCAA a little bit closer to letting Division I athletes bet on pro sports. And the Bengals have named Joe Flacco their starting quarterback against the Green Bay Packers.
I want to talk about Flacco, but that NCAA thing is a debacle. That is a terrible road to go down. Letting them, I think that if you're, I don't think it's too much to ask to not bet on sports while you're an athlete making money in sports. I think you have to be really careful with college students in that, like in the same sport. I mean, because here's the deal. You play with guys, they go to the league, you have information. Different sport, I'm okay with, but did I hear you say that they would college football players could move moving forward. We'll have an opportunity to bet on NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a terrible decision, because there are relationships where you work out with guys that come back to school during the off season, or coaches leave and go different places. It's too much of a relationship business for that one. If you want to bet on the NBA, that's fine. I even worry about that one, but you want to bet on the NBA, that's fine, but not the same sport.
Well, let me tell you why I think this decision happened in the end. I think there's a lot of people that probably feel the same way you do, and I think there's people inside the NCAA that feel the way you do. I think it's just a matter of policing. I think this is NCAA going, dude, we can't police this. We don't have the numbers. We don't have the ability to police any of this. And it's going to be to the point where it has been this way, it feels like, over the last couple of years. Every month, you're going to get some kind of betting scandal that comes out, and it's like, well, these kids bet on this. And when it comes down to it, if you play for, San Jose State, and you're betting on a New York Jets game, it really just – it doesn't matter, okay? And your guess – a lot of times, their guess is going to be just as good as yours. And even if you do have insight into these locker rooms, the players don't know how the game's going to end up most of the time. Now, there is probably some inside knowledge, and you have to bet on that. I'm not taking that away from like things like props and things like that, but they'll be able to flag those things anyways. I just think that this is the NCAA just straight up being like, dude, there's no way we can police this, and we don't want these headlines to keep coming out every 3 weeks.
Yeah, and that's fine. That makes sense. You know, the Flacco thing as well is interesting, because I feel – and I kind of did when we talked about it yesterday. I feel like they want him to step in and utilize the weapons they have without putting the ball in harm's way. And they think that he's going to be good enough as a veteran quarterback processing to see what you're showing and get the ball out. And I thought that originally, and it by them immediately making him the starter, I think it proves that.
Yeah, no, I think the only shocking thing for me is how quickly it happened. I do want to get to this sound. Let's hear from Zach Taylor. He's talking about Joe Flacco being the starting QB.
He's played Green Bay this year, so he's already gone through a week of prep. Now, the communication and the weekly rhythm is maybe different, unique, but he's already prepared for this opponent. He's played Green Bay this year.
Yeah, you said that. He's played Green Bay this year. No, and I think that that's really the key takeaway, right? Because I think that when you trade for a guy like this midseason, especially after the performances that Jake Browning has had, and you cut Mike White, and all this other shuffling is going along, and your squad is hanging on by a thread, right? The belief in the quarterback and the offense and everything else kind of hanging on by a thread. I think the shocking part is just simply the fact that he's doing it. He's going to start 6 days after he gets there. And I think that's crazy in one way, but when he talks about it, you might know the opponent, but it doesn't mean you're going to know every single route that your guys are running. And I think the fact that Joe Flacco's 40, I guess, helps in that vein. But I don't know, man. It's a quick turnaround to think that you're going to just put a guy in this offense and he's going to know all the calls, know all the checkdowns, and be able to dice him up just because he's already played him this year.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's interesting is the trade deadline is essentially a month away, November 4th. Okay, that's the 2025 trade deadline. If Flacco can come in, look, I don't think you're looking. I don't think you personally think Flacco is the starter the rest of the year. We still don't know what the timeline is for Burrow. True. Is he ahead of schedule? Is he off? But the other thing is, can you get me two or three games, couple wins, and then I know where Flacco is. I mean Flacco, where Burrow is, right? Or do I think I can make it to the postseason and bring Burrow back? Or do I need to trade for someone? Or is the season over? And I'm not going to rush Burrow back, and I'll just roll out whatever moving forward. You know, maybe Jake Browning comes back. So I think you have – there's three different places you could be come that week where it helps you kind of hash out if you need to make another move or not.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that there's something to be said about that, kind of getting all your cards out on the table, right? And you know, just saying, hey, look, let's figure this thing out. I also think that there is this pressure, for whatever reason, on Zach Taylor, because of the weapons you do have offensively, to make sure you get it right at the quarterback position that maybe you don't have in other places. You know, this is not the Cleveland Browns where you've had, you know, 35 starting quarterbacks in the last 10 years. You know, it's not that kind of situation. But it's not like the Bengals have just always had that guy. You know what I mean? They've been through a couple quarterbacks, too. You know, dating all the way back to, obviously, Carson Palmer and Andy Dalton and guys like that. So, I don't know, man. It just feels like there's this pressure on Zach Taylor to say, all right, let's get this thing knocked out and move forward from that. Thursday Night Football going on tonight. Eagles, like we talked about, traveling New York, take on the Giants.
Hey, real quick.
Go ahead.
On that game.
Yeah.
If I told you Saquon Barkley's had one game where he's after five, where he's rushed over 85 yards, and the Eagles were, what, 4-1? Would you believe me?
No, but it does go back to the fact that I think last week one of the bigger stats was that Saquon had one carry in the second half of that game in that loss. I'd see the news coming out, and I think this happened maybe 2 days ago, but I saw the news coming out yesterday that Jalen Hurts and Saquon and A.J. Brown kind of had a meeting, all three together, to try to sort this thing out. It is that's such an interesting dynamic on that offense because, this before, they have like five offensive captains. Like Devontae Smith wears a C. A.J. Brown wears a C. Lane Johnson wears a C. They all, like, you know, going all the way back to, you know, when Kelsey was there, he had a C on too.
Two of those guys in that meeting, I consider leaders. I don't know where I stand on that leadership role with A.J. Brown anymore. I mean, he clearly quit on the route that where the famous overthrow from that game.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, Jalen missed him. He was wide open. Well, he pulled up. He stopped his route and started again. I don't want to say quit. That's probably the wrong term, but that's essentially what you do when you stop and then start again because you see the ball in the air. But I think Jalen Hurts is the ultimate leader, and I feel like Saquon Barkley showed that last year as well.
I'm not sure there's a better leader in the NFL than Jalen Hurts. He might be one of the best leaders we've ever seen in the NFL.
I think Mahomes is a really good leader as well, and I think that to have success, sustained success, even when your offense isn't the best unit on a team, but when you're the best player on said team and still able to win, it shows leadership value where, you know, players don't get upset and a lot of, you know, even with all the discontent Travis Kelce showed at times, he's never said one word. He might have had that moment where I'm blanking tired of this earlier in the season, but who was that aimed towards? And it really didn't get off the rails. They just keep kind of chugging along. I know they're 2-3, but their offense is starting to pick it up. I think Mahomes goes in there as well.
Did you see that Chris Jones deleted his social media account?
Probably because he got tired of seeing people him for quitting on a play.
He did.
Because he did quit on that play. I think that's fair.
A lot of people have said, like, maybe they thought he thought he was down in the backfield. I don't know, man.
He said that.
I've struggled with that.
And he's supposed to be a leader on defense.
I've struggled with that one since it happened, man. So, and obviously, we talked about that just a couple of days ago. All right, man. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more about those Atlanta Falcons. Monday Night Football, just now a few days away. Are there any changes on offense you want to see? And what does Raheem Morris think about the notion that this offense is predictable? That's coming up on the other side. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.